Well, we all know the basics of how a human embryo is naturally created. An egg from a woman is combined with the sperm from a man. But today, the FDA is considering a controversial experimental fertilization technique that combines genetic material not from two parents, but from three people. They're called mitochondrial manipulation techniques, and the FDA stopped a similar method in 2001, but researchers say the science has improved considerably since then. Critics, however, worry about the profound moral and ethical implications of what some call the first step down that slippery slope towards designer babies. Science writer Karen Weintraub has reported extensively on this issue, and she joins us now. Hi there, Karen.
Hi.
So first of all, explain to us briefly, if you could, what are these mitochondrial manipulation techniques and how do they work?
I have to take you briefly back to freshman biology.
Okay.
If you remember your cell structure, there's a nucleus in the cell, and that's where the genes, most of the genes are, the ones we associate with height and weight and intellect. And then there's the mitochondria. If, again, from the picture, they're the things that look like they had a little maze in the middle of them.
Right.
And they are the power plants of the cell, the battery power. And they have their own genes. And it's those genes that we're talking about manipulating.
Okay. And they're floating outside of the nucleus,
in the cell. Right.
Right. And those mitochondrial genes come only from the mother. Is that right?
Correct. That's okay. Yes.
Okay. So simply this, I guess this technique, as I've read, it would take the genetic material, the core genetic material in the nucleus,
exactly.
Out of one egg, for example, and put it in another egg. So that's how you have the original mother's DNA, you have the new mitochondrial DNA from the second egg, and the sperm material.
You just got an A in freshman biology.
Oh, thank
yes.
goodness.
You nailed it.
Okay. So it's been done in animals. Versions of it have been done in humans a while ago. We'll talk about that in a second. But now the FDA, an advisory panel, is considering basically allowing this technique in the United States. What did you hear from the hearings? And does the FDA seem inclined to approve it?
Right. So what they would do would be allow studies in humans. And the panel did not seem inclined, wasn't very encouraging about it. We'll see what they come out with in terms of a recommendation probably in a couple of months. But there were a lot of questions that the panel had about the ethics of this procedure and the details. How do you get consent, for instance, to perform an experiment on a baby that hasn't been born yet? You can't get that child's consent for that procedure. And is it legitimate to get the parent's consent for something that's going to affect the child or the child's children?
So back in 2001, where the FDA warned facilities that were doing this technique that they either had to obtain a formal FDA approval or stop the procedure, all of them stopped. And
yes.
I read that a year later, an FDA panel wrote that the technique crosses a line drawn by many scientists and bioethicists at altering the genetic profile of unborn children.
Right.
That concern still remains. So what's changed since 2001 that's brought it back to the fore for the FDA?
Right. So in 2001, the issue was, or it was being used for fertility. There were women who hadn't been able to have children using this technique. They were able to have kids, a small number. So now what we're talking about is women with mitochondrial disease who have serious illnesses, making them very sick. If they had children, they would pass that disease on. So that's part of the difference, is the danger and the complexity of their situation. The other is that the science has advanced. One researcher from the University of Washington, Mitalipov is his last name, has done work in monkeys and shown that he can have breed healthy monkeys with this technique. And so where there was absolutely no research 10 years, 13 years ago, there is some now in animals.
But obviously this has a lot of people concerned because, as you said, we're dealing with a fundamental change in the genetic makeup of created children. And I'm seeing here that, for example, Jeremy Gruber, president of the Council for Responsible Genetics, asks a really interesting question. What negative debilitating implications are we offering into the genetic line? What are we saddling future generations with? Is there any way to know that answer?
No, basically no. I mean, the theory is if you do it with a lot of animals that you will be able to see it. Right now they've done the research in a handful of monkeys, but some of the panelists raise the question, well, maybe we need 1,000 monkeys in order to see the wide range of variants that might crop up. And just the logistics of testing this are so complicated that I think it's going to be tricky to pull off.
Hmm. And then there's the whole question about whether or not this is the first step in combining the genetic material of three people into creating more sophisticated, quote-unquote, designer babies.
Right.
I mean, we've got some tape here from someone who's expressed a lot of concern about this, Marcy Darnovsky from the Center for Genetics and Society. She was on the NPR show On Point today, and she said that this could lead eventually to a lot of parents feeling pressure to create designer babies.
Pressures from insurance companies, perhaps, maybe from governments in some countries, maybe from just one sense that you have to keep up with the neighbors to have the child that is the most intelligent, the most talented, the most beautiful, the most handsome. And we could find ourselves in a kind of a high-tech consumer eugenics rat race.
I mean, that is the dystopian Brave New World scenario, but does she have a point?
Long term, yes. I don't think this particular procedure is going to get us to designer babies. The point is to get babies at all or to get babies who aren't severely disabled by these conditions. But sure, there is enough countries have been concerned about this that 30 years ago, 40 nations around the world agreed not to manipulate the human genome. Sanctified by the UN. So this is a global concern, longstanding concern.
Well, in the last couple seconds that we have, though, you mentioned sort of the global scientific community. This particular technique of combining genetic material from three people is also being pursued in other countries. I mean, I hear that Great Britain might actually start doing it fairly soon.
Exactly. They're actually a few years ahead of us in the process and seem more inclined to proceed with it.
Okay. Well, Karen Weintraub is a science writer. She's written about these new controversial fertilization techniques that the FDA is considering today. Karen, thank you so much.
Thank you.